We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get the side of the story, Hugh, if we can, from Chicago, and take you to the Windy City. David Schuster, who is the Bears Barroom podcast host and covers the club and is an analyst for the Bears, joins us this morning live from Chicago on the WaveForward.com hotline. Hey, David.
Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to be here.
So what's going on with Mr. Trubisky, man? Can you win with this guy?
You know, he's been fairly pedestrian, to be honest with you, through the first two games. He's had his moments. He had a 3-touchdown fourth quarter against Detroit, and he looked really good there. He had a really decent first half against the Giants last Sunday, but the rest of the time, you know, been pretty subterranean, I guess, is a good way of putting it. I mean, he's got 432 yards passing through the first couple of games, 5 touchdowns and a couple of interceptions. And again, you know, when he's on, he's pretty decent. When he's not, the fan base wants his head, to be honest with you. So the Bears are a pretty lucky 2-0 team. They should have lost that first game. The rookie running back for Detroit dropped an easy touchdown pass on the next to last play of the game against the Bears on that opening game. And, of course, the Lions have a habit of coming from ahead to lose games anyway. And then the Giants were just awful for the most part last Sunday against the Bears. Saquon Barkley goes down, and then they actually rallied in the second half and had a chance to win the game themselves on the last drive, but the Bears finally stiffened up on the final play or two of that game. So again, they're 2-0, but they're also a lucky 2-0.
Yeah, and the Falcons are a snake bit 2-0 as they, you know, coming from ahead to lose a game is something, unfortunately, we know all too well here in Atlanta. You know, you come into this game, David, and you guys are thinking 3-0. You should know that my partner here, Hugh, picked you to go to the Super Bowl.
You ain't had to tell him all that, John. You had to be airing out our line. Well, since you put it out there, Dave, how do you feel about that? I did pick the bet, like we were talking about, you know, like wild card scenario, like, you know, out in the stratosphere scenarios. How do you feel about that?
About the Bears?
Yeah, going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think you might need to check with your psychiatrist for some drugs, to be honest with you. I don't see the Bears going to the Super Bowl.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
I don't mean to take a shot.
No, wait a second now, though. Let me make the case, though, David, if I can. You know, in Chicago, the Minnesota Vikings look like they've got all sorts of issues. You've already beaten the Lions. Yeah, okay, the Packers are the team to beat. But the Bears have to be thinking 3-0 might get them to 9-7. You mean the expanded playoffs? And if you're in, you're in, right?
I guess that you can look at it that way. I'm just not a believer in this team. I mean, again, they're a lucky 2-0 so far. You know, they're going up against an Atlanta team that's going to throw the football, obviously, a lot down the field in this upcoming game. And the Bears' defense has given up a lot of yards. They gave up 427 yards in the opener against Detroit. You know, a watered-down Giants team was able to move the football on them in the second half, even without their star running back. You know, and I think that, you know, Matt Ryan is going to put up a lot of yards. He already has in the first two games. I think he'll do it again this week. You know, I don't know who's going to win this game because, you know, obviously the Falcons' defense has not been very good with their 78 points allowed in the first two games. So, you know, the Falcons are a favorite in this week. I just don't see, you know, honestly, guys, I just don't see the Bears being a Super Bowl team. You have to have a really good quarterback, in my estimation, to go to the Super Bowl. And I, like many other people here in Chicago, just don't believe in Mitch Trubisky. He says all the right things. He did all the right things in the offseason. He worked with people who helped him on his mechanics and his footwork and everything else. But when push comes to shove, you know, big times and big games, he doesn't always show up. If you take a look at his numbers offensively, obviously, stat-wise, he ranks near the bottom of all the quarterbacks already in the NFL, and he was certainly in the bottom – of the list, you know, last season and last couple of seasons as well. So, again, I don't see a team going to a Super Bowl unless they have a really good quarterback, and I don't think the Bears do.
But don't you have a guy on your team that's got a little bit of Super Bowl magic in him at that position?
Yeah, Nick Foles is the emergency, guy in reserve, I guess. You know, and he's always played well in reserve. And that's why I think, you know, the job was going to be Trubisky's no matter what happened in this abbreviated offseason, truncated offseason, if you will. So, yeah, Nick Foles is there in case Trubisky goes down with an injury or is so bad he has to be replaced. But, you know, to give the starting job to Nick Foles would have been a mistake. He's never really done that well as a starting quarterback, but he certainly has done extremely well in the reserve. So we'll wait and see if that ever happens down the road.
We're talking with David Schuster, Bears Barroom podcast host, about the Bears and the Falcons. I'm just kind of curious about what the sentiment is in Chicago. We got the news this week that Gale Sayers had passed, and you know he was such an icon. Along the lines of Walter Payton before Walter Payton, and so this had to be something that really stung the organization.
Yeah, it stung the whole city of Chicago, to be honest with you. I mean, Chicago's always had some great players, some icons in all the different sports, whether it was Ernie Banks or Gale Sayers or Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull. You can go on and on. Michael Jordan, of course, as well. And I knew him personally. I mean, he was the athletic director at my college when I was there for the couple of years at Southern Illinois. So I met him at a fairly young age. And since he was one of my heroes growing up, and then to meet him in that capacity, it really blew me away at that time. And I got to know him fairly well then and met him a few other times later on in life. And obviously, as a running back, he was almost unparalleled. I mean, he had this uncanny knack of changing directions on a dime. You've always heard that. And he always said, give me 18 inches of daylight and I'll get into the end zone. And that's exactly what he was. He was, you know, he could accelerate with the absolute best of them. He could cut on a dime. He could reverse field. It's just too bad, unfortunately, when he had that knee injury like he did before all the medical advances came on into the sport for guys to come back from injury, they just weren't there at that date. And so, unfortunately, even after the injury, I think he did leave the NFL one more year in rushing, but that knee injury took a toll on his body, and he wasn't able to be what he was in the past. But he was one of the best, if not, and certainly one of the most elusive runners of all time. And the Bears in the city of Chicago is very fortunate to have two of the best of all time, obviously him and Walter Payton. They're completely different running backs, but both, you know, right at the top of the totem pole. So, yeah, it was really tough. He died of dementia, and, you know, he wasn't, you know, we got a chance to see him very infrequently over the last probably 5 to 10 years. So God rest his soul going forward and his family. But, yeah, he'll be missed.
Yeah, indeed, he will be. But sticking with that offensive theme as far as the Chicago Bears offense is concerned, I mean, what is the focal point of that offense, and what do you think, in order for the Falcons to have success, what do they have to do to stop
them? You know, really surprisingly, through the first two games, the Bears have been a running team, and that's not really what Matt Nagy in his DNA is. I mean, he's basically an offensive innovator who throws the ball down the field, but maybe because he has Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback, maybe he knows that he's sort of limited with the, you know, offensive plays that he can call with this guy. David Montgomery has been really, really good in the first two games. He's up to, I think, about almost 200 yards through the first couple of games. He was a second-round pick out of Iowa State 2 years ago. He's beefed himself up. He's got pretty good speed if he can get into the secondary, and he's also able to run through the tackle. So, you know, Montgomery's been really good. The Bears have been able to spread the ball around offensively. They've already had 11 different guys catch passes through the first two games. The tight end, surprisingly, I thought that would be a much bigger theme of the offense going into the season, but so far Jimmy Graham only has 4 receptions. So I anticipate that maybe in this upcoming game, maybe those tight ends will be utilized a lot more. Maybe, you know, they didn't utilize them in the first two games, so maybe the Falcons will be caught off guard. Who knows? But surprisingly, only 4 catches by Jimmy Graham and only 1 by the good rookie tight end Cole Kmet in the first 2 games as well. So, again, the offense has been okay. The defense has been okay. But I got to say it again, guys, they're pretty lucky that they're 2-0.
Yeah, but that defensive line has got some serious talent even without Jenkins. I mean, they can get after the quarterback, and right now that's protecting Matt Ryan is going to be the first-order business for the Falcons.
Yeah, well, they do have 5 sacks through the first two games. Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn, bookend guys who are going to come from, you know, the two different sides. I will tell you that Mack was limited in practice yesterday. Obviously, he'll play on Sunday. He's got a little bit of a knee thing. Quinn is coming back from an ankle injury, so neither one of them is anywhere near 100% going into this game. But if those two guys can rush the quarterback from opposite ends, it's really hard to double-team Khalil Mack, and that's why Robert Quinn was picked up by the Bears, you know, to sort of alleviate the guys who are trying to block Mack on the other side. And, of course, Akeem Hicks in the middle is just a stud himself. So, yeah, if everybody's healthy and that offensive line for Atlanta has a poor day, then maybe Matt Ryan is going to be running for his life.
Hey, thanks, David.
and on that note, we ended on that note, huh?
We ended on that note. David Schuster, Bears Barroom Podcast. You can search on Google for Bears Barroom. Thanks, David.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.